right, first of all, the Chiefs rookies reported to camp today up in St. Joseph, which is awesome, Jamie. I know you're stoked, which means we are just weeks away from the start of football season. I know you're thrilled about that.
What?
Football season is a month away. We'll have preseason games. Cats are like in 10 days, right? We'll have preseason games. Is that right?
Yeah, the Hall of Fame game, I think, is like next week.
That's amazing.
Unbelievable.
Amazing. I know, Jamie. You are stoked.
It's incredible.
It's amazing.
Why do I have to Karen right now?
Actually, we're not talking football, but we are talking about what is going to be the, I mean, it's a $1 million, $1 billion idea, whatever the case is. They will sell a million of these alone in Kansas City. If you haven't seen it by now, there's a new Hallmark Pat Mahomes Christmas ornament that is going to be out in homage to the MVP of the league from our friends over at The Star. Patrick Mahomes will be home for the holidays. Hallmark's new ornament collection includes two new keepsakes featuring the red-hot NFL quarterback. Hallmark said in an ad, Chiefs Kingdom has a case of Mahomes fever, and we hope it never goes away. There are two new pieces. One, just his jersey, but not his likeness, is available now for $16. But there's another one that shows Pat Mahomes running with the ball, available in October, called Making the Play. And actually, the ball's in his left hand. So if you remember, I think it's the one-handed throw against the Broncos on Monday night. Is that right?
Correct.
Ketzer, thank you. One of his more iconic plays from his MVP season. A million or 2 million will be sold alone in Kansas City.
How much are these?
The first one was $16. We don't know how much the second one is going to be. I don't think. Let me see if it's on there. $21 for the second one for a Christmas ornament.
$21 for a Christmas ornament?
It looks like this. He's in the white jersey and the red pants, and he's holding the ball in his left hand, getting ready to make the left-handed throw.
Does it come with a Christmas tree?
No, it does not. It is a Hallmark keepsake Christmas ornament.
Does he come to my house and put up my Christmas tree?
He does not. You don't put up a tree anyway.
Does it come with a box of ornaments aside from that one?
No, just the one. Just the one.
Who gets the money?
Hallmark. Hallmark makes all the coin on it. They also have an oval ceramic ornament showing him on the field ready to throw the ball, which came out earlier this year. You can buy that one for $20. Mahomes joins other current and former Chiefs players that have been featured over the years in this keepsake collection: Joe Montana, Tony Gonzalez, Jamal Charles, Marcus Allen, and Travis Kelce. So if you want to decorate your tree and add the...
You're going to need, 20 of them at $20 a piece.
I wonder if people will do, like, just...
So...
Maybe you don't have a picture of this now, and I'll ask again when we get closer to Christmas. Do people... I'm sure they do. Do you have an all Chiefs themed, or maybe Royals, or maybe Kansas City sports, maybe both, tree where your tree is nothing but Chiefs, or nothing but Royals, or nothing but Jayhawks, Mizzou, whatever, K-State? Do people have that, I wonder? Like, are people that nuts?
I had a sports themed tree. Yeah, we had a sports themed tree growing up.
Did
you? We had one in like the living room that was like all the fancy, like lights and all that stuff. And then the main one we would actually put our presents underneath. Yeah, it was all sports themed.
All Chiefs and Royals and KU.
It's a very
Chiefs,
expensive
Royals,
tree.
Royals, Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Blackhawks, Cubs. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a lot for an ornament, but I am telling you, because of all,
they will.
All the stories we ever do, all that happened in 2019, all that happened in 2018, the one thing that everybody loved in this town was that guy.
So here's what needs to happen.
Here's what Patty Mahomes
should do. They should create another one, and the proceeds go to Toys for Tots or something for Christmas. They should do an ornament where, or dollar from each ornament goes toward
maybe
Christmas gifts for unfortunate kids.
Maybe the Hallmark stores.
Something
like
that.
We'll do a drive where a dollar out of every sale of this Mahomes or any of these Mahomes ornaments.
Because it doesn't need to be $21.
That's a lot for a Christmas
ornament.
That is
a lot for an ornament.
I mean, I love Christmas and we have a lot of ornaments.
And yay Hallmark, but...
And it's, but that's a lot for an ornament.
That's, take $2 off each one and give it to Toys for Tots.
But guess what? They're going to sell out.
Oh, that's what I mean.
They will sell It could be $30 and they would sell out.
Take another, right. Take a few bucks off each of them and and put it back into the community.
Raise the price $10 more.
And they would still sell out.
And give it $5 to Toys for Tots. I love this. This is fantastic. If you want it, it's on our Facebook page. You can read it. I think there will be so many trees in Kansas City that will have this. There's no doubt in my mind. No doubt.
Keeping with football, because you know that's my favorite topic of all time.
It's always football, football, football with you.
I'm the expert.
I mean, football Monticelli, they call it.
Out of people.com, which is the first place I go for my NFL news.
Might as well.
Here's what one user said. One person who was critical of Tom Brady said, if this wasn't Tom Brady, folks will say this is child abuse. What are they talking about? A video that Tom Brady shared online of him jumping off a waterfall with his 6-year-old daughter, Vivian. On Friday, Tom Brady posted a clip that showed the father-daughter duo leaping into the water while holding hands. And he's gotten some backlash from it. Fellow athlete dads dropped good-natured comments on the video, like Brett Favre, who joked, she's a 10, but dad gets like a flag that they're putting down on the field. Other comments were mixed. Some even questioned his judgment as a parent. One Twitter user went so far as to advise the NFL to consider punishment for him, saying his daughter almost broke her arm. So I guess I'm seeing this from ESPN's Twitter account. And so it's a really quick video, but he goes to jump off a waterfall. She's standing closer to the edge. He goes up, and I'm just seeing it as it goes, takes her arm, takes her hand, points at the water. You wait. Putting his earplugs in.
Her right arm, his left.
Right.
They're standing over this lagoon.
They're looking out at the water. I don't know where this is exactly. And then I'm not listening to it. I don't even know if there's audio on it. But he grabs her hand and he jumps and she goes with him. This is getting a lot of criticism.
All right. If it was, I'm not going to criticize Tom Brady for this. Look, there are a lot of things you can probably criticize Tom Brady for on this one. But I will say this. When you watch it, it almost looks like she doesn't want to jump. And he's like, I'm holding on. And here we go.
Like, you can imagine the conversation that's happening. No, dad, I don't want to. Come on, it's not that far. It'll be fun. No, dad, I don't want to.
Right.
And he finally is like, done having the conversation.
Right.
And he just grabs her hand. And she flails a little bit and takes her down into the water.
Let me see the audio is on this. All right. They're ready. She shakes her head, yes. Ready. I mean, I assume that that's one of his other daughters, and maybe it's Gabrielle. Who's this?
Giselle.
Gabrielle.
Yeah.
Thank God he held on, because there is some rock you have to jump over from that height.
She needed to be pulled out a little bit.
Yes.
You don't just go straight down. There needed to be an element of rappelling off the side that she would have needed him for.
And now, he did this solo about a couple of months ago and posted a video. And if I am the New England Patriots and I've got my MVP Super Bowl winning quarterback, I would be upset simply that he's doing this.
Right. Would you please not jump off the side of things?
I mean,
please.
One bad jump, one slip, and Brady's knee is gone, and the Patriots can't win the Super Bowl anymore.
You land with too much force, and you hit something at the bottom, or your leg hits a rock on the way down, or your arm hits,
Right.
Anything could happen.
I mean, there's clauses in pro players, pro athletes' contracts where you can't bungee jump, you can't go doing this, you can't go doing that, you forfeit your salary if you do.
Jumping off a cliff seems like it should be included in that.
Cliff diving would be on my list.
Yeah.
Cliff diving would definitely, but thank God he held on to her arm because she was a little hesitant.
Yeah.
And Brady's like, we're going.
Yeah.
Like he's at the goal line, ready to get into the end zone.
Done messing around.
And he is grabbing her and she's coming along for the ride. And he hits the water first. She hits the water second, kind of on her side, like he's pulling her down. Because if he doesn't, she may hit those. I mean, she's not that far from the rocks. They're not that far from the rocks. It's not, I shouldn't. You shouldn't dad shame Brady for this.
But why not?
But why the hell not? I mean, that's what we do, right?
Why not? There's enough parent shaming. Why not?
Go to our Facebook page. It's there. Facebook.com/981KMBZ.